Darwin. On TV, I don't know which channel or what program, people catching alligators. And it's a rather interesting process, and everything that you've been reading, I've seen happen. So that's, you might be able to find that. And then I have a comment about your slingshot. The trees cut down a while back. When the cutter was up top of the trees with his spikes on, and I'm talking about 50, 60 feet high, one of his assistants down below had a slingshot attached to the end of a pole about 6 feet long, and he would use that slingshot to send up a small pouch attached to a line, and I'll describe the line. It was like a braided small line, so that it's very flexible, and it was coiled in the bottom of a bag. I don't know how long it was, probably several hundred feet. He would shoot that up, the man up on top of the tree would catch it, and then pull up whatever equipment he needed from below. So you may be using the wrong kind of line and the wrong kind of reel.
Yeah, I think you're right. But like I said, with the launcher, it's a mute point. I'm not going to have to worry about the fishing line, fishing reel. I think I've got it figured out. But you know, it's kind of neat though. Daniel's got a pretty good idea though, Ed. I think it can be a breach. It can be an antenna launcher, and it can be an alligator slayer. That's the way to do it there, bud.
You carry around a little bag. Let me make sure I have this. All the different ammo parts you need for it, and you could go out and launch antennas one day and go gator hunting the next.
13 different diseases that's associated with it. And it gives pretty explicit instructions on what to tell the ER doctor when you show up there. And it even says it'd be a good idea to print this page off. Excuse me, two pages. No, I love my battle buddy. I'd do anything for him, but I don't think this is going to be for me, over.
Advice was from someone just recently. He said, get yourself a guide and someone who knows what's going on, because they are extremely dangerous. And they do, when they grab hold of a prey, what they do is roll and drown the prey.
Roll.
Just at it and really go at it. From the films I've seen in Africa, the crocodiles do the same thing. And they can just keep rolling and rolling underwater. And if they've got hold of something or other, it's not going to get away.
Appreciate the info there, Ed. I think I'll call my buddy tomorrow. And I don't even think I want to tell him to take a look at the video. I mean, the PowerPoint slide. I think this is a little bit outside of my wheelhouse here. And I think I've made my mind up.
So my only question is, KI4DTY, I never heard how this even came about, how this gator hunt started.
What hunt? And we were in Iraq. We'd been there for 8 or 9 months, and we'd had just a crappy month. I mean, it was, spent, every other night in a bunker, and, that just wears you down. So, you start to have discussions about, you're sitting in a concrete bunker looking at, your battle buddy there. And, the smell's not that pleasant either, I'd like to add. Especially with body armor that you can't wash. So you're pretty miserable. So, you talk about all kinds of things. So the topic of discussion that night was, when you get home, that's always the thing. From day one, when we get home, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. You know, I'm going to spend more time with my family. I'm going, you know. So we'd been through the whole family thing, and I'm going to do this, you know, different with my kids, and I'm going to do this different with my wife, and, you know, I don't know how many times we'd, you know, discussed that. Well, then we got on, you know, let's do something, you know, exciting when we get home. Like, this is not exciting enough, Alan. He is a licensed is the wrong word, certified Catawba Indian. So he gets free hunting privileges because he's a Catawba Indian. And we'd like to hunt, so we decided, let's do an alligator hunt. So that's how this kind of, you know, transpired, how it kind of started. And, you know, so we put in for the lottery. They have a drawing every year. But each year that you enter into the lottery, you get preference points. So usually you hit it around the 8th to 10th year. Well, this will be, I think, the 8th year. So, and this is the first year I'd like to add that they've put a PowerPoint presentation with the license. And the permit is, I'd like to say, 8 pages long, along with ER emergency room instructions for the doctor. Over.
I guess you print off the forms and you just stick those in your pockets so that if, so that if you don't have arms, they can at least pull the documents out of your pockets.
Saying I don't think life jackets gonna make that much of a difference, really.
I would just tape the documents in a little Ziploc bag to your body, the main torso part. You should be good.
It's what the duct tape's for. It doesn't have anything to do with alligator's mouth. It's just, you know, taping the documents to you so they know where to find you or something. I don't know, but oh dear, what was I thinking?
Learned in Vietnam was not to take helicopter rides unless I had a very good reason to go somewhere on one, or to go somewhere in the middle of the night, like to a mess hall to get a hamburger during a rocket attack. People who were out where they shouldn't have been, and I'm sure you saw this in Iraq, were the ones who got hurt.
Really, you know, complacency kills, right?
Saw was the first 3 months in country, and this was a year's tour. First 3 months and the last 3 months were the most dangerous. First 3 months, person didn't know what was going on. The last 3 months, he got complacent.
There's the 6 or 8 months in between where you just kind of don't kind of in limbo there, really don't care either way. Just, you know, what you got to do to, let's just get through it. But sitting in a bunker in the bad times and deciding to go on a alligator hunt, that's, you know, I've had better decisions. I've had better conversations. Like I said, I don't know what we were thinking, but I'm going to have to swallow my pride here and just, you know, take chicken out, I guess.
When was this, supposedly, I know it was a lottery, when was the alligator hunt supposed to be if you did win?
It's October 12th through September 12th, I believe. I'll have to find out exactly sure, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
On the rules that you have to be a resident of South Carolina.
What are you getting at?
It's a little problem of statistics and probabilities on there, and it just occurs to me that whatever the number of people, I was trying to arrive at the number of people who have it in mind to do this, and the fact that your number rolls up in about 8 years. So, realistically, think about it. only probably 11 people out there really have any notion to do something like this. And your number rolls up in the eighth year. Think about it.
Suggesting that I say nothing and just rely on statistics to fall in my favor? Is that what you're submitting?
Suggesting is that your number has not rolled up. It's not your time yet. You're a young man. And we'd like to have you around for a little while longer. Now, I tell you, in all seriousness, just to give you a little bit of cushion here, if you want to use this, you might say that I'm sure he's heard of Anna, and you're going to say, well, Anna told me that if I got back alive, she's going to leave me.
Yeah, I could do that. I could. But keep in mind now, you know, I've been on two deployments and put her, you know, she's been through two deployments too, and she hadn't left yet, so he might not buy that one. You know, I could try it, I guess.
I think Anna is probably going to put chicken livers or something in your life vest and let nature take its course.
No.
You sell it if you win.
Rules with that. You are allowed to sell the meat, but if you sell, let's see, if you sell other portions of it, there are requirements. You have to tag and keep track of where you sold, traded, or bartered the partitioned whatever, you know, quarter, leg, bone, skull, skin, or whatever. And then they list a list of licensed vendors, like if you want to sell the hide, you know, who you can go to sell the hide. And those places will give you a, you know, a special certificate so that you know, you know, you can present that if you're ever questioned about, you know, what you sold or whatnot.
Itself. To one of the other people who wants to go hunting alligators, can you sell that license so they can then go hunt alligators?
No, absolutely not. It clearly says, under no circumstances are you allowed to sell your lottery ticket. Let me make sure I got it. Transportation. Smaller alligators usually don't pose too many transportation issues. However, very large alligators can weigh over 700 pounds and will require heavy equipment and sufficient manpower, ramps, backing docks, hydraulic tailgates, or a trailer to pick up into the water. And they have pictures of, you know, these alligators that people have caught. One of them is in the back of, looks like a four-door Honda car, and it's up on the backrest in front of the rear view windshield. Head's hanging out one side, tail's hanging out the other. I mean, these people are serious about this.
Bring my little Jetta if you want me to, we throw it in the back.
I think that's going to be, I don't think finding transportation for one of these things is going to be a problem for me. I don't think that's an issue. I pretty much, you know, made up my mind. Because I know my luck. And, you know, talking, you know, big and bad when you're in a bad situation, you know, that's That was a long time ago, and I think that's where I'm going to leave it.
You should just sleep on this overnight and just make sure you want to give this up.
I think I'm good with it. But anyway, listen, I appreciate the conversations about the alligator and all. I am glad that they have a PowerPoint presentation this year. You can go to South Carolina DNR website and take a look at it for yourself. It's pretty intuitive. But, I don't think I can, I don't think that's something I'm interested in. Larry's right. I'm still young, and I can find better ways to, I can make better decisions. How about that? Let me put it that way. So with that, I'll say 73 to y'all. I appreciate the conversation and the laughs. It's KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ, just remember, my friend, that you have two more weddings to go to, at least. And you want to be around to see those children enter a happy life. Everyone have a good night. KK4JBQ, I am clear.
Have a good one, guys. I enjoyed the laughs and the tears over here. I needed to hear that. That was good. I enjoyed it. But it was a great QSO, guys. Everyone have a good night. This is KI4DTY, and I'll say 73s.